these headlines point us back to what really matters. Ordinary neighbors showing extraordinary care. I'm Johan Heinrichs, and this is Neighborly Headlines, real stories of kindness, community, and faith in action across Canada. Let's take a look at what's been happening close to home. Most days, headlines rush past us full of noise. But tucked inside are stories that remind us kindness is still alive in ordinary places. Today's headlines takes us across the country, from classrooms to community halls to snow-covered sidewalks, where neighbors are quietly choosing care. Let's get right into our stories. North Vancouver students lead with empathy. In North Vancouver, an elementary school class decided the holidays were about more than decorations and wish lists. The students collected and donated gifts for vulnerable youth through a local community services society, making sure young people facing difficult circumstances were remembered and valued. Along the way, they learned about empathy, civic responsibility, and what it means to notice who might otherwise be overlooked during the holidays. What I love about this story is how naturally these kids step into care. No fanfare, no pressure, no big rewards, just a classroom deciding that kindness is part of the curriculum. It's a quiet reminder that compassion doesn't have an age requirement. Now for our next story. British Columbia communities choose kindness together. Across BC, communities came together through seasonal campaigns focused on kindness, connection, and practical help. With live music, volunteering opportunities, and simple acts of generosity, neighbors showed up for one another in neighborhoods facing increased need. These gatherings weren't about solving everything, but about reminding people that they weren't alone. It's basically an open party and everyone's invited. Let's get to know one another. And there's something grounding about seeing whole communities lean in together, choosing presence over passivity. Care doesn't always change circumstances overnight, but it can change how heavy those circumstances feel. Now it's time for our Neighborhood Watch segment. So this is the segment where we get into stories that are a little bit offbeat, sometimes quirky. This one's a little bit more normal than usual, but I really think it fits into the category. In my hometown, Winnipeg, one neighbor took responsibility after firing up a snowblower a little too early in the morning. Instead of pretending it didn't happen, they left handwritten apology notes on nearby doors, complete with packets of chocolate. Now to me, that's the definition of the passage in scripture that says, a kind word turns away wrath. It's being proactive before things can get intense, even though you know you're not necessarily doing something that will make people happy. Now the story makes me smile because it shows how far humility can go. It also leans towards it's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission. But it's a good way of saying sorry and meaning it. If you're apologizing for snow removal with hot chocolate, you're probably doing winter right. And now for our last story of the day. Newfoundland and Labrador neighbors feed community and connection. In Newfoundland and Labrador, residents gathered through community broadcasts, music events, turkey giveaways, and volunteer efforts to support local food-sharing associations. Neighbors gave time, energy, and resources to make sure families had what they needed during the holiday season. It was practical, joyful, and deeply rooted in community spirit. And it's more than just sending out a hamper. It's gathering people through their various gifts to support community. Food has a way of carrying more than nourishment. It carries dignity, belonging, and the message that someone thought of you. Now, what stands out across all these stories is how ordinary they are. Kids giving gifts, neighbors owning small mistakes, even if they're on purpose. Communities showing up with whatever they have. None of it is flashy, but it all matters. These headlines remind us that good news is still all around us, if we take the time to notice. Do you have a story of care happening in your neighborhood? Share it at neighborlypodcast.ca or join our Care Impact podcast group on Facebook. Neighborly is an initiative of Care Impact, a Canadian charity equipping churches, agencies, and communities with tech and training to care better together. Learn more at careimpact.ca.
I'm Johan Heinrichs, and this has been Neighborly Headlines, because every story of care deserves to be seen and shared.